Hola, hola. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. I am so incredibly grateful that you found your way to this podcast. This is a bilingual podcast where we speak Spanglish. Hablamos español y a veces hablamos inglés y a veces hablamos de los dos idiomas. So grateful for you guys. Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, you are going to love today's lesson. And I call it a lesson, guys, but it is really an episode. So let's get into what we're going to talk about today. It's really, really important that you understand. I know you hear it all the time. Everybody says, just write down your goals. And there are SMART goals and things like that and how to write them down. But the point is, you need to physically write them down. Because why? The importance of writing down your goals is really, really key to your success, guys. If you're a small business owner, if you're a micro business owner, then you really need to write these goals down. Now, let me share with you today 5 simple benefits of writing down your goals that are going to help you achieve your goals. You know, procrastination is one of those things that we all go through and we're like, I'll write them down tomorrow. I'll write them down the next day. Or I'll write them down in a little bit. And then we get distracted and we don't write down those goals. And the key to success is to really start writing down those goals, especially if that goal is a number goal. Let's say you want to triple your income in the next 3 months, let's say. You've got to know that goal. And you know, neuroscience explains that writing things down doesn't just help you remember. It actually makes your mind more efficient by helping you focus on the truly important stuff that is going to guide you forward and make you move and take that action toward your goals. And your goals should absolutely, they should absolutely qualify as a truly important thing that you must do, right? That, my friends, is the key to business success. You've got to write down those goals. You've got to activate that brain. You've got to activate all those neurons to get in there and start helping you move forward toward your goals, guys. So let me go over the 5 simple reasons that you really need to do your goals. And you know, the other day somebody said to me, well, I haven't written them yet. So does it really matter that I begin to write them now? Yes, it matters. We've got the last part of the year. And so writing down your goals helps you to get clear on what you really want. And clarifying your future, guys, is an essential capability, right? You really need to really be capable of being very clear. If you're not clear on what you want or where you want to go, I promise you'll end up somewhere, but it's not going to be where you want to be, right? It's like, think about this. Get in the car and just drive. At the end of that drive, you're going to end up somewhere. But is that exactly where you want to go? No. You know, writing down your goals is exactly like driving. You got to get in. You got to know where you're going. And you got to know the route that you're going to take. And if it doesn't go, then you're going to know that you might have to detour. But at the end of the day, you're going to be right there, guys. Right? So lack of direction means lack of focus, guys. If you have no focus, it's going to be easier to get distracted scrolling, to spend time on activities, to get distracted on making dinner, on picking up the kids. You won't have that importance of goals inside your head. I mean, we've all been there. We've all experienced it. When we know, like, let's say you have a date. Let's say you have a dinner date. You know that you have a dinner date. Your goal is to get ready for that dinner date. You're going to go and pick up the kids, but with that in mind, you're going to go pick up the kids. Okay, guys, let's hurry up because we've got to get home because I got to get ready for the date. Okay, guys, it's a date. Oh, sorry, I can't do that because I got to get ready for the date, right? It's the same thing with the focus to your goals. Don't allow yourself, guys, to get distracted away from your goals because if you do, you are going to be in the same place or worse than you are right now, this time next year. Let me repeat that. If you allow yourself, because it's a choice, allow yourself to get distracted, I promise you that you will be in a different place than what you really want to be this time next year. Because, guys, writing down your goals narrows your focus. It really hones you in forward, right? It forces you to choose specific goals that are important to you and filter out all those things and activities and people, and yes, people that are not helping you achieve those goals. Writing down your goals, guys, helps you to focus on daily progress. Is what I'm doing right now going to help me get closer, one step closer, even if it's a baby step closer? And is it helping you stay on track? You know, when you stay on track, you're going to be able to stay motivated, guys. It's really important that you stay motivated when you're achieving those goals. Motivation, guys, is the key to your success, but motivation is an internal game. And if you don't write down your goals, that game is going to go down. But if you just took the time to write down your goals, you've got to write them down, guys. Take the time, write down your goals. And one of the things that I see a lot of people make this mistake is that they write down their goals, but they don't action them. If you don't action your goals, you're not going to get there. So, writing them down and then letting them go and not having them somewhere that you can review them is just taking action for the written part of the goals. It's not actually moving you toward your goal. So, writing down those goals is one piece of it, but actioning is the critical piece of it. The reason is the action behind that is really the key to achieving that goal. But you've got to write down those goals so that you can review the progress and then you can lay out the next action step, and then you're going to stay motivated. But if you don't write them down, guys, I promise you, you won't stay motivated. Now, you know, one of the things that people always say is, Marty, do you really write down your goals? Yeah, guys, look what I've been, you know, this is my goal planner, right? This is my goal planner, and I write them down. You can see I scribble all over the pages. I've got, you know, goals written down. I actually have a written down goal, and I actually write the number of my goal on the wall in the shower so that I focus and I keep my mind focused on getting to that next goal because I need it. I need it to stay motivated. If not, everything else that is happening in my life can bring me down. And I spiral down really easy, guys. As entrepreneurs, we're already on this roller coaster. But if you don't do what it takes in order to write it down, I promise you, you're going to get really distracted, guys. So you've got to narrow that focus by writing them down, and that's going to help you stay on track. I promise. Yeah? And so that's going to be critically important, guys. Critically important. Okay. Now, When you write down goals, and this is where I used to get stuck, when I wrote down goals, I didn't want to write down goals because I didn't want to put a time frame on it. But it's okay. Once I began to say, you know, if I put a time frame and I don't make it, it's okay. But I'm going to do my best to make it. So when I write down my goals, you know, I write down essential numbers and things like that. You know, you've got to be very clear. And the deadline, this deadline that you put, here's what I didn't understand. When you put a deadline, it increases your mental focus and gives you something specific to work towards. Neuroscience. Now, you know, guys, I love to do all of the research, but neuroscience says when you actually write down a date that you are going to do something, you actually have a, listen to this carefully, a 42% chance, a higher chance that you're going to achieve that goal. 42%. Because why? Because that deadline increases your focus, guys. It gives you something to look forward to, work towards. It also helps you to manage your time more effectively if you self-coach and say to yourself, is this the best use of my time? What can I do to make the best use of my time? Without a deadline, guys, there's nothing specific to shoot for. So don't be afraid of deadlines. I promise you, it's going to help you. And putting a deadline, guys, allows you to celebrate your progress. So when you're working toward your goals, you've got to make time to celebrate your progress. That's the second thing that I was always doing wrong. I never took time to celebrate. And now celebration can be something like, okay, I did this, so I'm going to go downstairs and maybe just go read my fun book for 30 minutes. That's a celebration. Maybe I'm just going to sit down and play with the dogs a little bit. That's a celebration because I've accomplished something major, guys. So, you know, if you're not celebrating, you're not going to be, if you're not celebrating the little things, you probably won't be able to celebrate the big things because you're not measuring your progress, guys. You've got to measure your progress, that checkoff list. You know, measure your progress, guys. Don't be afraid of it. We're always so afraid of not getting it because we've always been conditioned to be yelled at. When if you went through formal education in this United States, guys, you were conditioned to almost be embarrassed to say you didn't do your homework, because as soon as you said you didn't do your homework, bam, you know, the teacher would chastise you and you get penalized. And what we have done with formal education is created people that are afraid to put deadlines on themselves. If we begin to coach the student instead and say, okay, and we can use the self-coaching, I didn't do it. What stopped me from doing the homework? And is that really what you want? Is it, and how is not doing the homework going to help you get that A that you want in the class? You see, we've got to undo those beliefs. We've got to break those beliefs, and we got to plow through those old paradigms, guys. So celebrate your small wins by yourself. Nobody has to know. Just do it like I do, you know. It was like, okay, I'm able to do this, this, and this. All these things got done, and I'm one step closer. And every time, you know, I go down, and maybe I make myself a piece of toast or something. I don't know, you know, guys. Or maybe I just go outside and jump on the trampoline. A small celebration. So you've got to learn to celebrate every little step. Every step of the way, right, guys? So write down also your goals and write them down every day. You can write them down in terms of, you can write them down in terms of the goal of the day. So today I'm, am I one step closer to, you know, and then checkoff list. So if you're, let me ask you, if you're really wanting to get rid of that overwhelm and get organized and put focus to work inside your business, I want you to raise your hand. I want you to say, yes, that's me. And then I'd love to invite you into the Rock Your Biz movement, guys. And you could be one of the first to join this movement, this community of like-minded individuals that are going to help each other move forward. If that sounds like something that you want to be, I want you to drop this phrase in the comments below. Yes, please. And I'll send you a link to join the community. I'm also going to ask you, if you like this video, guys, I want to encourage you to not only just save it, but share it, guys. Share it, right? And now, let's go back to talking a little bit about writing down those goals. You see, neuroscience says that if you're writing down your goals, not just on a plain piece of paper, but in a journal that attracts you, that you like, you are also in that 42% more likely to achieve that goal and to write it down because you've got a pretty book that you really enjoy. So I have found some awesome journals, and they're some of my favorite ones, and they're very low cost. So if you want to check out these journals, I'm going to leave the link below here. Guys, I'm going to leave the link. You just have to click on it and just kind of scroll through, and then you can purchase one of the low-cost journals if you like and begin to write down your goals inside of a book that you always do. If I were to show you my collection of glittery books and stuff like that, you'd probably laugh. And you know, my husband's like always saying, like, you know, every time we move, we have to pack like 2 boxes of your stuff. And he's talking about those journals. I know he is. But anyway, guys, so I hope that you found value in this. I hope you understand the neuroscience of the power of writing down your goals and why you really must. Because for me, I want to be in a better place same time next year. And then in retrospect, am I in a better place this time than I was last year? The answer for me personally is yes. So writing down those goals is a key to your success. All right, guys, I hope you found great value in this. And as always, I really appreciate, leave me a hashtag replay if you are on the replay. Leave me a hashtag live if you are on the live with me. And as always, have a great day. Namaste.